The Big E Sports Show rolls on with our college football coverage, and it's time now to welcome in Husker great Jason Peter and get his thoughts on the college football standings and also his perspective on Adrian Peterson's suspension without pay for the remainder of the season. Good evening, Jason. It's nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get underway with this segment, I do need to mention that Jason is joining us on our guest line, the Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. So, Jay, we've got a myriad of topics to discuss, and it is hard to believe there is just 3 weeks left in the 2014 college football regular season. Your thoughts on the latest rankings? We want you to weigh in on that.
Yeah, I mean, with the top four, you can't really argue. I guess, Alabama, I guess the biggest argument is if whether or not Alabama deserved to jump all the way to one. And, I don't have a problem with it. You know, there's still a couple of weeks left here in the regular season, and then you have some conference championship games. And usually this stuff kind of takes care of itself. I know a lot of people were hoping that the Hurricanes were going to be able to take down Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like they had them there for a while. But, because that, to me, that is almost more interesting than, where the top four necessarily are ranked, is what the committee would have done with Florida State had they lost that game. Me personally, I think they'll drop out of the top 10. I don't think you'll see something like what you saw with Mississippi State losing Alabama, yet they find themselves at number 5 now this week. I think with Florida State, they would drop them out of top 10 just because people are not impressed with what they've done, or at least how they've done it. That's the biggest argument, but you have the defending national champion here. They're undefeated. Do they deserve to be in the top four? Yeah, I think they do. But I think what's making a lot of people maybe scratch their head is, what is the checklist? What is the college football committee actually looking for? Because that's the thing.
Right,
It seems like it's mm-hmm. a fluctuating scale or a fluctuating list of demands that, for some teams it's strength of schedule. For other teams it's, style points. And there just seems to be no rhyme or reason for how they get to where they eventually, seed those top four.
Okay, so with the teams 4 through 7, they're on the outside looking in. What is your view, or give us your perspective on how you see TCU, the Frogs, right now after that barely get-by win against Kansas? That was a nail-biter.
Yeah, and obviously the TCU-Baylor is the other big topic. And for now, I like TCU where they are. But if TCU and Baylor both finish, with one loss, and ultimately you have Baylor as a conference champ, you have to have Baylor in. If it's between Baylor and TCU, you just have to. And I know that there's a lot of people down there that probably, don't like me much or don't like me a whole lot right now, but mm-hmm. I just think in all of this, whether it was from the computers or the human element, whichever way, people, we used to rank teams and figure out who's playing where, the one thing that you always had, the one thing that people would always say was, gosh, if they could just settle it on the field. And with TCU and Baylor, you had that. Now, was it earlier in the season? It was, but still, you can't discredit, I guess, Baylor winning that football game because, whether TCU maybe is a hair better than them right now. I just think that outweighs everything else when it comes to decision time. And, if the tables were turned and TCU had beat Baylor, the rankings, TCU was lower. I mean, the Frog fan base would be up in arms if Baylor got in and TCU didn't. So You know, it's one of the interesting storylines that I'm excited to see how this college football committee is going to handle it.
Husker great Jason Peter joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's our regular college football and NFL contributor each and every week as we go under the helmet. Jason, kind of give us a forecast. I mean, who do you see? And when that final poll, that final rankings come in, who do you think is going to be in that top four?
Well, I mean, even though Alabama's sitting at one, you just don't know. And they still have to play the Iron Bowl. And as we've seen in previous years, it doesn't really matter who's ranked ahead of the other or you know, who's in the top four of this playoff committee. You can just kind of throw, you know, the records away and what you've done up to that point anytime you're playing in one of those rivalry games. And, you know, I think they probably have one of the biggest or the percentage of, you know, the possibility of losing, I would say, Alabama, even though right now they look like they're the strongest team. You know, but I would imagine that Alabama will be there. You know, I'm not real sure how Mississippi State kind of responds. I know they got, I believe, a cupcake this week. But, you know, Oregon, I don't see them losing. You know, it's really Ohio State. I know Urban Meyer has got to be just fuming. And, you know, the problem is you're a Big Ten team. And I'm sure Urban was not happy when he saw the Nebraska-Wisconsin game, too.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
For him, you know, he came to this conference. He never thought or he didn't think that his conference, you know, would ever restrict him from winning a national championship. And right now, you know, is Ohio State, you know, one of the top four teams in the country? I don't know. You know why? Because all they've had to play over the last, you know, 6 weeks is Big Ten teams. And you don't know what you really have with the Big Ten teams. I mean, I'm sure he wanted Nebraska to win that football game, and he was hoping that Nebraska would be a one-loss team playing in Indy for that Big Ten championship just to give him,
right,
you know, a little more stake in that game and a little bit maybe more reward for winning that game. But, you know, now maybe he plays a two-loss Wisconsin team who, you know, has certainly played better lately, but how does it all fit on a national scale? And I think everybody who follows college football is thinking the same thing when it comes to a Big Ten team. Oh, yeah, everyone's talking about how this team or that team is playing so much better now. But do you really know how much better they're playing? Because all they're playing is other garbage from within the Big Ten.
Hey, Jason Peter with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Only got time for about another question. And we were talking about that loss against Wisconsin, 59-24. What is the state of Nebraska football right now? What's going on up there? Are they getting restless?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's hit the fan.
Tell me about it.
You know, this past week, Bo Pelini on his coach's show, he took a call, and someone, you know, suggested, floated the idea that his job's in jeopardy, and he didn't respond well to it. Pretty much saying that, you know, if the caller wanted to take the stairs up to Sean Eichhorst, the athletic director's office, you know, he was more than welcome. And if they want to go in a different direction, then so be it. You know, find another coach is pretty much, you know, what his response entailed.
JP, listen, have a wonderful Thanksgiving with the family, and we'll be replaying some of the best of the Big E Sports Show next week, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR. Independence Oilfield Chemicals is a full-service production chemical treating company that provides technical expertise and field support for mature assets. IOC prides itself on its customer service, and the customers are the highest priority. They don't just supply oilfield chemicals, they supply solutions. It's simple. Hey, perfect chemistry between you and your oilfield chemical supplier results in superior results. Independence Oilfield Chemicals, where where chemistry matters. Visit them on the web at independenceoc.com.